An ambulance company in Onondaga County has started a program it hopes will help one of the biggest causes of injury among the elderly. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the focus is on making seniors' homes safe from falls.
91-year-old Gertrude Hernig lives alone in her small home in western Onondaga County. She's become a familiar face to the EMTs at Waves Ambulance after several calls that she's fallen and hasn't been able to get up.
Well, I fell one time in the kitchen. I slipped here on a wet floor. Then one time I fell from the couch. Then one time I fell in the bathtub because I have towels laying on the floor. And with my walker, I stepped over and I fell. Then another time I fell on the bed.
Gertrude is not alone. Thousands of adults over the age of 65 fall every year. In New York State, these kinds of falls lead to more than 90,000 yearly visits to an emergency room at a cost of $92 million. The price tag for subsequent hospitalizations is in the billions. And falls are the number one cause of trauma-related death in this age group. These falls are the most preventable kinds of accidents. That's why Waves Ambulance has launched a fall and injury prevention campaign.
Hi. Hey, Gertrude, how are you?
Program coordinator Dan Taylor stops by Gertrude's house on a chilly November evening to check on some of the changes the program has made in her house to make it safer. For example, dealing with a cord from an electric chair that's snaked across the floor.
This is electric armchair that she had to make it easier to rise because it'll elevate. It's powered. Originally, the power cord was simply running across the carpet, and there was excess cord you can see bundled up over there. So I put down this strip, put the neon duct tape on it to really highlight it so it'd be even less of a trip hazard, taped the cord down here, and then bundled up the excess so she doesn't have a trip hazard right there anymore.
In Gertrude's home, Taylor spies danger in the most benign-looking things, like a threadbare carpet.
The rug's a little bit worn, so this is actually covering holes that were in the carpet. So what we did is we put that stripping down. We used a pretty heavy-duty duct tape to back it, and then completely covered the holes, and there was a number of them.
In the kitchen, Gertrude liked the advice she got about rearranging dishes and cookware to a more accessible shelf.
He said, Gertrude, what's happened to you? You have all the dishes here in the bottom. Why don't you put all these dishes right up here, you know? So he started to work on here, you know. So.
Gertrude's worst fall happened in the bedroom, where a blood-stained carpet is a daily reminder of the dangers of a fall there.
I have the walker with me, and I couldn't touch the walker, and I flipped.
Yeah. She was reaching for it.
And then my head hit this wooden stand.
Between the bathroom and the bedroom, I think, are two biggest places we get called to. Bed, very often it's getting in or out of bed, especially in the middle of the night, that someone gets up to go to the bathroom, and whether they have a medical issue or whether it's dark and, you know, they trip and fall. And then the bathroom between towels on the floor, water.
Taylor says most of the suggestions involve common sense, with a roll of brightly colored duct tape solving many dangerous issues.
I'm not coming up with any new ideas here. I'm just kind of compiling them and then bringing them into the home for these folks.
The program is free for residents of Camillus, Manoa, and Manlius. And Gertrude thinks it's a good idea. She admits she never thought much about it before now.
When you are healthy and you never fail, you never think about this. You never think you will have an accident, you know. But accidents happen.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.